Okay, I want to talk about God and the devil, or Satan.
Oh, I don't will come inside called Jachim, Kata Jachim.
Now, I don't expect you to agree with me first time you hear this. I just want to share with you some ideas.
So, I don't mean to have a nice woman a patch, I call the kakamawat.
God has got 100% power.
Nyasaye ni kodi teko mi atamalo mi achiel.
It's surely not true that God has got 50% of the power and some guy called Satan has got 50% of the power.
Okay, na diere kaka jomoko wacho ni nyasaye bende gi teko nje chimbe nigi teko ni koro nyasaye ni gatamalo 50 chimbe ni gatamalo 50.
Isaiah 45 verses 5 to 7.
Isaiah prangen koda bich abich nyakaberia.
God says there that I create the light and I create the darkness. I bring evil and I bring good. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, if we really believe that God is 100% powerful, there's no space left, there's no possibility left for Satan to exist as people normally understand Satan. Because there's people who really think that we just little people here on earth, and we look up at the sky and there is God and fighting some dragon and maybe he wins, maybe he doesn't.
No, ni koro ne wan wagi katin wan jo matu tro mane pinkar kan koro wa chal gi ma lweny mo ni tie polo mane nyasaye kedo gi jachien ni koro ngamo we ngamo loyo no ni ngane mo loyo ni koro kadi ma jachien ne gita koro gi kedo gi nyasaye.
In many cultures, in Europe, in Africa, in Asia, there has always been this idea, there's the good God and the bad God.
And
but Amos 3:6 says, if there's evil in a city, then God has done it.
Amos adek watina uchato wachani kuponi gimoma racho temore pini moro tokare pini nyasaye mukelu gimarachi.
Micah 1 verse 2, evil came down from God to Jerusalem. So it's not true that all the nice things or the good things come from God and all the bad things from Satan. God is absolutely powerful. God said in Exodus 4:11, who made a man dumb or deaf or blind? It was me, the Lord.
And
then the book of Job, he says, the Lord gave and the Lord took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, nyasaye ni nyawacha nyasaye machiwe kare nyasaye beko kao eg pak mo do nyasachona.
Shall we not receive good from God, and shall we also not receive evil?
Donge wari waku gikabeyo kwa kum nyasaye kendo gik maricho bende kwa kum nyasaye.
It's all from God.
Gigo duto te a kum nyasaye.
And this helps us make sense of our lives.
Kendo makonyo pacho mondo timaber.
You know, there are people who are scared to walk along the street.
Because
they're like looking up at the sky around the corner, is Satan going to get me, you know? According to Hebrews 12, suffering and problems in our lives make us better people. Now, the popular idea is that all the bad things, the problems, come from Satan because he's trying to make us sin.
ni gik maricho duto ji mang'eny safar ni gik maricho duto te a kuom jachien nikech jachien ema temo ketwa mondo watim richo.
It just doesn't make sense.
En gima king'iye to samoro ok winjre matut.
We all know that it was through bad and hard experiences that we came to believe in Jesus Christ.
Why are
we all here today? Why, where did we get the motivation from?
Jiwa wa chunywa ni mondo wabika.
It was because of bad experiences.
Nikech samoro gik maricho mosetimore ne ngimawa.
Why are the rich and the wealthy people here today?
Ang'o momiyo joma jodhetho kod jomwandu madongo gin ok gidwar mondo gibed kata ka sate?
The people with perfect health.
Jomoko man kod ngima maber.
Because they're too busy enjoying themselves.
Nikech gin gidich kabisa giwinjo maber e piny.
So it's through the negative things that God gives us.
Oh, and nikech gik maricho emomiyo Nyasaye no manyasaye omiyowa.
That we develop spiritually.
Mamiyo wadongo e chuny.
Paul even talks about problems helping us to grow to salvation.
Paulo no wuoyo maler kawacho ni chandruoge mogike emam konyowa e dongowa e yie.
The word Satan simply means an adversary.
Oh, what gima luongo ni Satan ni en mana tiende kiloko edho kisungu to nyiso ni nono gimoro kata gima yango godo gimoro.
You have this word in your language, right?
Yeah, Satan.
Satan.
Yeah.
That's not your word. That's a Hebrew word.
Satan, one kaki wili walunga ni Satan. No, we have it. Now it's called Jachin.
Ah, okay. But the word Satan or Shatan, it's a Hebrew word.
What you know, Satan ni endo jo Ibrania.
It's not English word. It's a Hebrew word.
Ok, en kigeresa, endo jo Ibrania.
And it simply means an adversary.
Oh, en managi mangisa endo jo Ibrania kuchito ni nono. Gwaka nagi mafenyo gimoro.
And so God can use adversaries.
Koro Nyasaye nyalo tiyo gi yo mar nono gimoro kata fwenyo gimoro.
To help us to grow spiritually.
Mondo okonywa dongo e roho.
We die because we sin.
Watho nikech watimo richo.
And we must take complete responsibility for our sin.
Kendo nyaka wakaw jukumu duto mag richowa.
It wouldn't be fair. If I must die because I sin, but it's not my fault I sin.
Ni ato nikech atimo richo to ok ne en dwacha mar timo richo.
Why do we sin?
Ang'o momiyo watimo richo?
Jesus is very clear here in Mark 7.
Kisomo e mar Marika 7 Yesu nolero maler ni.
Where he says there that it is out of the heart that evil thoughts proceed. And that is nothing from outside a person that can get inside you and make you sin. Many years ago, I was in Ghana in West Africa. I traveled very far to the north of Ghana to a small village. Went into this man's house. I said, how are you? He said, not good. My wife left me. She went off with some rich guy.
I said,
I'm so sorry. What a bad woman. Oh, no, he said, no, she wasn't a bad woman.
And
what do you mean? He said, well, you know, the problem was, and I kept telling her, but the problem was she slept with her mouth open.
Slept with what?
Slept with her. She went to sleep with her mouth open.
Okay. Okay. Do mar ne ene kono marach na manota mago wangani kondo to twaro dhoge ni ma.
So he sincerely believed that demons.
Okay.
Inside.
Koro no ye. Ngano ni ye ni kete dako ni noka dhoge ni dawa na twaro. Koro tu chete ka magajuga ka yudo tulo ba dajo kebo.
And that is why she went off with this rich guy. And we laugh. But we all actually think the same.
Yeah,
I sin, I sin, but you know, listen, it wasn't quite me. It was situation, Satan. It's quite clear here.
In 15,
there is nothing from outside you that can get inside you and make you sin. And then in 21 or 23, he lists all these every kind of sin. And he says all these evil things come from within. God said this right back in Genesis, where he's Genesis 8, when he says the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. James 1,
Jacobo Achiel,
describes the process.
Watch,
we are tempted when our own lust, suggests things to us. Unfortunately, we have all experienced lots of sin and lots of temptation. And if we're honest, we know the process. Because unfortunately, we are experienced sinners. The idea begins inside us. And the essence of Christianity is to be spiritually minded. It's not a question of going to church, showing yourself so righteous and Christian. The question is really what you and I are thinking about as you walk along the street, as you sit in matatu, as you lay down to sleep. Where is your heart? Where is your thinking? You see, this is what Christianity is all about. It's not that, well, I'm basically a good guy, the problem is the devil and demons and all that. It happens very often that people come to court because they committed rape or murder or something very bad. And they stand before the judge and say, basically, Satan and demons made me do it. But my point is that we are 100% responsible for our sins. In Romans 7, Paul writes some very wonderful words. He says, I so want to do good, but I find a principle within my own body that always seems to stop me. Oh, shall I help that old lady? And then another voice says, well, no, because you might hurt your back. And if I hurt my back, I won't be able to lift my children. Shall I give some money, some coins to that person who is in need? Another voice says, no, careful, careful, careful. Shall I get baptized? I might spoil my clothes. I might get cold. There's always the voice. That says to us, stop. And Paul says that Paul says that this he himself, this is Paul. Paul says, I can't seem to stop it. It's very strong inside
me.
And so he concludes by saying, at the end of that, he says, well, I don't know what to do, but I thank God that he's made a way of escape from Jesus. Now, the fact is, the human heart, the human mind is the problem. Jeremiah 17 verse 9, the human heart is very wicked. Ephesians, the darkness of the human mind. And the answer is there in the Psalms,
119:11.
It says, I put your word in my heart so that I might not sin. Now, this is the essence of Christianity, not paying tithes, not this, not that. It's what's going on within your mind. Now, the word Satan in the Bible, as I've said, it just means an adversary.
Or watch Mar Satan emomak na manegi majo ibren niani en manegi me inon na kata gime chalo page.
There was a time when Jesus was going to die at Jerusalem.
Nitekinde manegi kini sude to Jerusalem.
And Peter says to him, "No, don't do that."
To Peter kwa ni aru o kiketima.
And 23, Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me,
Satan.
So Peter, who was basically a good man, was a Satan, was an adversary to Jesus. So the word in itself as a word, does not necessarily mean anything bad or sinister. It just means an adversary.
Or Satan, or can what maracha? In mana wat mangizo le chalo kwenye moroma idwan into buanya lokale.
And the word devil, or I think you use this iblis, yeah, from Arabic, is similar.
Iblis kata chunje magumudo be chala chala kwa Satan gitiyo kamano.
For example, with Judas, where Jesus says there, John 6. I chose 12 of you, and one of you is a devil. Now, he doesn't mean that Judas, because it says he's speaking about Judas, he doesn't mean that Judas had horns going out of his head or a big tail. Judas was just a person. And the real Satan, the real enemy, is within our own mind, within our own psychology and thinking. That's the real serpent.
Mano e tool. Obongo wa karka. Bemno ko bongo na lore. Kanye me paru mo richu woke ma migi ke di misa gi ke kamono. E ko ko ni ti misa gi ke kamono.
Just one final thought.
What matela ma beda chaka medu e pacha.
If really there is such a being as Satan, he must have huge power. And where did he get the power from? Well, God gave it to him, right? Why would God sort of do that? Just think about the size of the whole cosmos. Tiny compared to Jupiter.
Or pin me on the Jodak and give my milo on the or pin to pin me called a pin milo on the Jupiter. My baby
and tear man at pain. And Jupiter is absolutely tiny compared to the Sun.
To get no attacking me at the Brunei Jupiter, Ember can not chuck or pin more can help me with
the Sun is absolutely tiny compared to Arcturus.
What is Arcturus?
Another planet.
Okay. Niti planet machelo manyo chako yungi de manyo de sikule roge de kare. O ma eno duong molo nyaka chingilu mene Arcturus.
And Arcturus is nothing compared to these other suns.
O mena kare jo muso mo yudo bidi manyan. Inje mako niti e mok madongo mapodo yomu nyaka Arcturus go. Mapodo jo muso mo fwenyo gigili. Machalo Belagas kon Arcturus.
So you know, The universe is huge.
Oh, pin duong pin na atle pin je na pin mangen duong.
You really seriously think that there is a guy called Satan who's got power over all that?
Yeah, give pin je gitatatatatat. No go watch running. I'm no one. Just chin giteke pin je go tatatatatatatat. No pin gabi je ne mena giteke.
Especially when the Bible is saying that God is all powerful.
Mana kaka mawacho ni Nyasaye is all powerful.
Now, I recognize that there is much evil and wickedness and sin and bad stuff that goes on in life.
Oh, engima wani tiri richo mangen timbe mok kare timbe maganjao matimore mok be.
And sometimes it's hard to explain it. The basic message I want to leave with you is that God is all powerful. And fear God and not Satan. And take responsibility for your own action and sin. And stop blaming some Satan out there. Now, I'm sure you'll have many questions.